Hey everybody, this is the first of the pre-recorded Shu'im. This shit is for Wednesday, and we're going to be learning Siman Tzadik, Mokam Aroi Leispalel, the place which is appropriate to daven, for the Leispalel Ima Tzibu, and we're going to be learning also the Aloch of learning of davening with the Tzibu, so to daven with a minion. Let's start with Sif Aleph, HaMispalel, somebody who davens. Lo Yamoit, he shouldn't stand on a Gabi Mito, he should not stand on a... On a bed. When you davening Shmoyne Esre, don't stand on a chair. Also, you should not be davening on a couch. And even enon gvoyin gimel, if it's not more than 3 tefachim high. So it's not particularly high, but nevertheless, it's not right to be on a heightened area like a couch, a chair, or a bed. You shouldn't be davening on that. Shmoyne Esre. V'loyal gabe mokum gvoyin gimel, don't daven on a higher area. Generally, if it's a heightened kind of area, Elohim Kane, unless it's a necessity to daven on a situation like this, such as he's a zoken, old person, or choile, or ill, if he is the chazan and he can only be heard in a large area if he's standing on a higher area. Why? What's wrong with it? Why is a person not allowed to daven on a higher platform? Such as a chair, couch, or bed. Sivkot Nalef Mishnebura tells us, V'afilu mipnei, because kshu oimed aleim, when you're standing higher, you're standing on those kinds of items, who told he is bothered, V'yorei, and he fears, Shema yipol, he might be scared that he might fall. So it's not necessarily fear of heights, it's just that the person is generally more conscious and self-conscious, and he might be worried about falling down. Therefore, a person is not allowed to daven on a chair, on a bed, or on a couch. Now, with regards to a higher area, like a higher platform, Mishnebu says, if cotton gimel, there's another problem as well. One should not daven from a higher area, rather from a lower area. As it says, I've called upon you from lower areas. It is interesting to note that in many purpose built shuls, it goes slanty, it goes down by the chazan. The chazan is in a lower area, not a higher area. And the reason for that is because if you have been to monks, you'll see that it goes slanty down. It's for that reason. Other old shuls also, they go down, and the chazan's area is lower, and that's for the reason of this. Now, it's true, however, the Shulchan Aruch of it tells us in a way the opposite, that if it's for Lehashmi Aletzibu, if a person needs to be heard all over, he's allowed to be on a high area too. That's true. For acoustic reasons, it's better to be higher up. So that's okay. That would be halachically permissible if needed. He could even be on a chair or on a couch. Siv base, Mishnebura says, Shu Mokim Gova Shomru. What is the area that we're talking about that might be a problem? Shlosh Tfokim, it's 3 Tfokim. Or you go Shlosh of Yeshba Abba Amas al Gabi Amas. But if, so that would be a problem. If it's 3 Tfokim high, it's a problem. However, if it is 3 Tfokim high and it's 4 on 4, so it's a whole platform, then Ayu Kaliyah, that's a different floor. So if you're talking about a different, not just the area which is a bit higher, or chair or couch, but if it's a whole different unit, a whole different level, a whole different floor, that would be fine. Mut avikaliyah, it's like a different elevation. Mut lispal boy, that people don't normally get scared and don't need no fear of heights. V'chein, similarly, moyom ukim mechitzas, if it's surrounded by walls around him, then aval pisha in ba'aba, even if it's not 4 amas on 4 amas, nevertheless mutalis balba is permitted to daven she'ein govoy nika, because that's the height is not recognizable, it's not something one feels so much given shecholak, it's just because it's a shus in its own right, it's a level floor in its own right. So the only time will be a problem is then a person literally has a certain sensation of being on a different area that might cause fear of falling down. If there's walls around it, or it's a whole different floor, then it'll be okay. Seif Gimel Haumnin. What about workers, skilled workers? Shoyzim Meloch leBalabais. They're working for the Balabais. Yechon leispal b'roish hazayis. They can go on the top of a tree. Olive tree v'roish ateino. They can go on top of trees if they are skilled laborers and they can do that. They can go and do their work on top of the trees. Ve'em b'zeh mishum leYamod al gabim mokim gavav ispal. And the earlier halacha doesn't apply. So it's not a problem. The kivin she'olulas melachtum, since they went up to do their work, havek mishul aliyah, it's their comfort zone. The bottom line is, it's their comfort zone. They are fine to do that. V'shari lonois tzichim leret. However, if it's different kind of trees that they're not used to, and it's not their comfort zone, they'd have to go down. V'tam she'nishtane azayis m'shari lonois m'bnei she'yish l'manofim har b'yoisim m'shari lonois v'yish l'ntoich god b'aliyosim v'yosim. Additionally also, there is a problem of going on those trees which have particularly, which is harder to go up and down. If it's harder to go up and down, it takes more time. V'ispatlu melachtom. So if is on a tree which takes longer to go down, it will be a problem, and he's not allowed to go down. Why? Because v'ispatlu melachtom, that will cause their work to be diminished. They will not be able to perform as much. Say he's pruning the trees and he's up there. He should daven shmoneh esrei, because going up and down might take too long. Lefichoch, therefore, Omu, they said, Chachamim said, Shispalu Shom, should daven on the tree. While it's on a tree, that's where you should daven Shmoneh Esrei. Well, Shari Lonois, they like a bit, but if it's a tree that it can easily climb up and down, yeah, you should go down. However, that's just because of the work, the effect, the impact that it does on his performance, on his work, on his hours of work. Therefore, Balabais, if it's the person commissioning him, the person who is paying for it, he should afilu mirosh hazayis, whichever tree is on, it should go down. To'enu mishubed lemenacho, because he's not getting paid for per hour. Shubush hazatzmo, it's his own work. He's not getting paid for that, so it should by all means go down, even if it takes longer. And they will never make it with that. It's very interesting. I want to point out that it tells us a little bit about what Shulchan Aruch gives us, an indication here about business ethics, that you could argue, yeah, you know, whatever, he's allowed to. No. If it's on the Balabais Cheshben, if it's the employer who has to pay for it, then it's wrong, and he has to cut it short, and he has to stay on the tree and daven Shmoneh Esrei there. That gives a certain number of indication about what Yiddish business ethics is like. Okay, that's it for this evening.